Hi, my name is Francis, and I'd just like to say this is the first time I've taken the class, and David has just debunked so many myths about nutrition that I'd heard before and about what they're doing to our food and all our other nutritional needs that we have. And it's just blown my mind every single week. Myths have been dispelled, and I've been given just such amazing information. Now I've just got to put it into practice, and I would love to do the class again.
My name is Anna, and I just have been so amazed. Every night I have come, I just sit here for 3 hours, and I can't believe it's over when it's over, and I've been here 3 hours. I have learned so much, and when I go shopping at the health food stores now, I know what I'm looking for. I was so confused on what to do and how to eat and what to buy and what's good, what's not good, and he's just given me so much knowledge about what to buy, what to do, and even on supplements. I'm going to take the class over again because there's so much more I probably need to know. But it's been great. You should come.
My name is Emmy, and as a result of learning about multivitamins, I think I have cured the problem I had with insect bites. David explained that the balancing of the vitamin Bs is essential to warding off these kinds of invasions on my body.
My name is Michelle, and one of the best things has been that I am now able to drink milk again, because whole raw milk is not harmful to you, and you can drink it. I cannot drink regular milk, and that has been such a blessing. In addition to which, is just knowing that from the different things that you've been showing, I'm able to see all the different research instead of just the research that a particular industry wants shown. And that has been a blessing to be able to know both sides of the story.
My name is Muriel, and I have been in the class many times. And since 1993, when I had a cancer diagnosis, I have been in remission. We're now talking, this is April 2010. And I have had the benefit of rarely ever having another migraine headache. We have detoxified me enough that I know the difference. There's also a lot of benefits that I have gotten in running my biodynamic garden, which I have learned here. The learning here is endless, and it changes from year to year. So don't think once you've taken it that you've gotten everything.
Hi, I'm Christopher, and like Muriel, I've taken the class many times too. I have a store. I have David's 21-day diet sitting on my desk. When people come in, they pick it up. I give them all the information how to get to his website. And really neat, last night I was working on a client, and she was saying, well, I'm going to have some almond milk. I said, I don't see an almond cow around here.
My name is Amparo, and because of David, I learned about cod liver oil and enzymes. I think the enzymes, it changed my life. I had surgery a year and a half ago, and a month ago I had ultrasound. There is zero scar tissue. The enzymes ate it all up.
Hi, my name is Mike. I've had a problem with gout inflammation for some time. I was introduced to David about a year and a half ago. I was on crutches for like 3 months, and David set me straight, told me what to eat, put me on supplements. I have not had a gout attack since then, and I used to weigh 205 pounds. Now I weigh 175, 180, and I feel great, and I haven't had any gout attacks since. And I'm not one for sitting in a class, and this is my third session here with David, and we're planning on coming back. Thanks.
And what the doctor wanted you to eat change compared to what I wanted you to eat?
Oh, do not eat raw meat, which I devour raw meat now, grass-fed, elk. Stay away from eggs, which we eat eggs, raw eggs. Matter of fact, getting back to like the smoothies and stuff, when I first was on this real bad gout attack, I was on smoothies 3 times a day for 2.5 months. I could have taken my teeth and thrown them away. But I feel great. I feel really great. And you're the one that set me straight. Thanks.
Hi, my name's Angelica, and David really has helped me a lot in when I take care of my mother, who is 86 years old, and she has Alzheimer's. Feeding her is a lot easier now because I copied his smoothie recipe, and it's a lot easier for her. She digests it better. She's doing better. It takes about 2 hours out of feeding her. It's a much easier. And also, I thought my teeth were going to fall out since November, and just last week I tried his new Perio paste that he recommended. Immediately, my teeth felt better. I could drink coffee, which I'm not supposed to drink that much, but it was immediately. I experimented and tried the fluoride toothpaste. Immediately, it hurt again. And I don't know why that is, but it was amazing. And I'm so glad I can keep my teeth.
My name is Marilyn, and I just want to say thank you, David, for your time given to us on the education of how to take care of ourselves. I am not the same person I was health-wise, and the education that I got in understanding, you make it very easy for us to understand why we're doing what we're doing. And you give us an honest... your honesty, I guess, is what I respect as well, your research. And so when it comes to asking, why do I believe what he tells me? Because many people will say that. Well, how do you know this guy knows what he's talking about? Because of the research that you've gone through. It's not your opinion. It's the research. And not only that, but having gone through the diet that you've suggested has changed my life. I've never felt so good internally as I have since I've learned how to eat right and the reasons why I should eat right. So I just want to say thanks. It has definitely changed my life.
My name is Jean, and I've been coming to classes for quite a long time and just learning a little bit every single time I come and applying a little bit every single year, a little bit more. But the most important thing is I had very, very severe tenosynovitis in my hands, so bad that I thought that I might someday be crippled very, very soon. And all the doctors that I went to all wanted to do surgery, but of course they all said they couldn't guarantee that I would be able to use my hands. And by taking, by actually going to the doctor and putting on the lab request a vitamin D level on my own, without the doctor didn't do it, because when I asked him about it, he said, you don't need it, you're fine, everybody has an FD. But I actually put it on the lab thing, just like I was taught, 25 hydroxy, vitamin D3, and came back, I was low. And I've gone in the sun a lot, and I've always taken a multivitamin that had 400 units of vitamin D. And when I got my vitamin D up to 40, the pain got better. And then when it's gone up to almost 50 now, and the pain in my wrist is gone. And I'm not kidding you, the pain in my wrist was so bad I couldn't even pull my pants up. So there's a lot of things I've changed, but that was the most significant thing that had to have been the reason why my hands got better.
My name is Jeff, and I'd like to thank you as well, David. Starting this class, I was looking for a nutritional philosophy. There's so many choices that we go to the supermarket out there, and it's completely overwhelming, and everyone has different philosophies. One thing I trust my instinct is something that's based on nature, and I think that's one thing that you've really brought out, that even something as simple as eat the yolk and the egg together. I just eat the egg whites, and I buy the egg white things at Costco. So just trying to, like, put together a whole understanding of going back to what we're supposed to be eating, going back to nature-based, and being able to have that nutrition and the other ideas that go along with that to reflect what's found in nature has really been transformative.
My name is also Jeff, and my time's extremely valuable, and I'm very busy, but I just enrolled in your third class already for February for the third time around, because everything that you teach is invaluable. But the thing that helped me the most is getting over my phobia of eating fat. I eat a lot more good fat now and feel a whole lot better because of it.
Hi, my name is Muriel, and I've been studying with David for a number of years. And when I first came, I was so happy that somebody understood when I was talking about I couldn't stand certain odors, I was getting headaches, and doctors did not understand what this was about. And after a detox program, which I did for the liver and kidney and a lot more, and certainly staying on the diet, I was very careful to do that. I don't get migraine headaches anymore. I don't have to be exposed to odors that I don't want to be. I can be using things without fragrances. And I can be leading a pretty normal life in terms of even when I go to the theater, if I sit next to somebody who's got odors, I've learned how to move away. I have to. I just have to do that. But I appreciated having that support. And it was just an enormous gift to me at the very beginning. And the other thing that's true for me is that I have been in remission since 1993 from uterine cancer, and I am one of the people who does take the AMAS test every year and a half or so to test out, and it's a great assurance that I know that I'm on the right track. And of course I'm taking supplements also. I am very grateful to have been in your classes, and I keep coming back because there's an endless amount of learning that goes on here because you keep up with so much of the research and going to conferences, and I am gifted with that. Thank you.
Muriel is also a very good example of why I like the AMAS test so much, because every once in a while, because she likes to go to Cuba and help spread information to the world and stuff, and she'll stress herself out too much, and we'll get back a borderline AMAS test, and we'll have to up some immune things, and her diet is already phenomenal. So mostly we're supping some immune things, and we knock it back down to normal.
Yeah, my name's Christopher, and I've been coming to the class for quite a while. And the thing that I really picked up on was the grander system. I incorporated it in my store. I have a water store in Imperial Beach. That what I think about the grander system is that it nullifies the bad guys and enhances the good guys, and it energizes my whole system. I no longer have fungus growing outside of my window unit. It took that out of the water. And I've lost a lot of my fish tank people because they don't have any algae in their tanks anymore. And that's upsetting. But no, I learned that, and I keep coming back because there's just so much more information that David brings to every class, and I don't want to miss out on any of it. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Amparo, and I love the cod liver oil, Carlson. Back about 3-4 months ago, I ran out. It was absolutely amazing. I got into another brand, and I got floaters. My skin got dry. I started losing my hair. Lots of things. I went back into Carlson. All things went away. My skin got smooth. The floaters went away. And then he told me last time that I had this finger was stiff. I went to a doctor. They said the only way is to have surgery. I asked David, and he says take HA. Sure enough, about a month later, I can fold my finger. It's amazing.
Hyaluronic acid for trigger finger, yeah.
Uh-huh. Cut, yeah. HA.
Yep.
That
excellent.
Wonderful.
And of course, that's another reason that I like the class, because I want people to understand the difference between different brand names. You know, somebody can be on fish oil, and it doesn't appear to be doing all those things that the research studies have shown fish oil is doing. And what have I always said? There are two major variables: the product itself and its quality, and the dose. And I often have people where somebody will say, yeah, something got too expensive. I switched over to this other stuff, and I started getting a problem that I didn't have when I was on the stuff that you mentioned. So, yeah, brands make a big difference.
My name is Stefan, and I've never given any testimonials before. I have always had doubts about gluten, but after listening to the information on gluten, I stopped, and I lost 15 pounds in 1 month, eating more food than I had eaten before. So that was one benefit. I just want to say, just as a tribute to David, that I have never met. I thought Jeff Bland, who I studied during the 80s, was the best genius on nutrition, but I've changed my mind. I think David Getoff is the most knowledgeable and highest integrity nutritionist I've ever met in my life.
You trying to give me a swelled head?
No, just to say that that's the way I believe it. It's true in my heart.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, my name's Vanita, and since this class, and also because I consulted with David earlier, but this class really helped me a lot in the sense that giving up grains and really staying away from flour and sugar, I'll be honest, I mean, it was difficult at first, but now I don't even miss it. I mean, it's just not part of my diet. And as a result, in the last, I think in a month, I think I've lost like 10 pounds. I just feel great. My body feels warmer. I used to be always cold. And it really is, I think it's really, this class has made a huge difference. So thank you, David.
Thank you. Now, gluten and grains, especially gluten, very inflammatory substance. And many people that don't realize it have bodies that would be happier without it.
Hi, my name is Stacy. Well, I gained more energy because I started taking my multivitamins again. I also didn't, I thought I was sugar-free, but I didn't realize how many things I was eating that were vegetarian and other supplements that actually contained sugar. And then something that made a huge change in my life was after we learned about the heater in the ceiling.
The electric field from the heaters in the radiant heaters and ceilings, yeah.
Yes, the radiant heaters. I could feel that energy in my apartment, and so as soon as I got home from that class, I went to the power box and switched it off. Even though it looked like I couldn't switch it off because it had silver wires around it, and immediately my boyfriend and I, who lived together, started feeling much, much better, and our life has improved very much. And I can see the effect on the other neighbors. I want to tell everybody. So thank you so much for this class. It really improved my life.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, people, we're affected by so many things around us that we don't have any clue we're being affected by until somebody, you know, tells you something and you go, well, gee, I mean, I can turn that off and try it. And oh, my goodness, I feel a difference.
My name is Becky, and I started down this path a little bit before starting the class because of my son's diagnosis of dental decay. I was kind of floundering with all the information on the internet and all the different books and all the different things. I mean, Nourishing Traditions is great, and Ramiel Nigel's Cure Tooth Decay book was very helpful. But even within those sources, things were conflicted. So once I got here and really got the scoop on why I was making the changes and, you know, what the molecular reasons and just even the reasons of why to get off grains and sugar and anything that converts to sugar in the body, the changes in my family for myself, my 2.5-year-old and my husband have been tremendous. I mean, just getting my husband off of the pasteurized milk products with lactate cycle, my air quality has definitely improved for that.
flatulence reduction.
Yes, major flatulence reduction. I have lost about 20 pounds since May, and my son, who was always on, you know, about the 10th percentile, 20th percentile on growth, has just plumped and put on so much weight from getting off of grains and getting onto whole raw milk products and grass-fed beef and pastured chickens and pastured eggs.
But unlike the weight that you wanted to lose, this is weight we needed him to gain.
Exactly. And the dental portion, the two pediodontists that he saw in April and May were recommending crowns and fillings in almost every single one of his 20 baby teeth. And when he chipped his tooth 2 weeks ago and I got him to see a holistic dentist last week, he said, I can see that there's one tooth that's malformed that was probably from a fever when he was, before it erupted, which is true. He did have a fever about 3 months before his last molar erupted. but I can see that, and I can see some discoloration, but I would not recommend the extensive treatments that they had recommended. And part of it is the paradigm shift from one, you know, a mainstream periodontist to a holistic.
Sure.
But it's also that there really has been healing happening in his mouth in just such a short amount of time. The list is so long that my husband's acne, you know, body acne has almost disappeared, allergies, sneezing fits, just a very long list of health things that I guess I'm not going into my own. It's easier to talk about my husband because he's not here to defend himself.
It's always amazing how many things the body can show you, how many ways the body can show you how happy it is when all of a sudden a number of things that it wishes it could have told you to stop eating or stop doing or stop washing yourself with, you learn from somebody about and you stop those things and it says thank you and it shows you its thanks.
As a holistic practitioner, I have learned to listen to the body in a very special way. And the information that I have now, it was going to help me listen to the bodies of the people closest to me.
Great.
In a way that I haven't been able to before, and take that out to all of my clients. So thank you very much.
Fabulous.
Hello, my name is Courtney Schwartz, and I just got to first say that David has been a great influence on me, already having a past background in the medical field and having my own problems. I have a pacemaker, I had heart problems, I took myself off my medication. I feel like I was on a road to, you know, trying to heal myself. And through his educational knowledge, which he backs up with numerous research, I mean, it's just like he's just a book that just opens and just rambles off, and also very entertaining when he starts to get into his fits as well. I'm gonna miss all those, but just amazing how, I mean, in a way, you know, the simplest things of eating natural food promotes healing of our body, and how amazing our body is to begin with. And on a personal note, my father, who is an amazing pediatrician, died at the age of 60 years old last year, and he was amazing. Everybody remembered him as such a great man, but he had thyroid cancer, and right after that, he died suddenly a couple months later after chemotherapy, which I remember at the first day of class, David said, if you're not going to die from cancer, you're probably going to die from some sort of heart disease. He had a massive heart attack and died, and he was amazingly intelligent, but couldn't, you know, it goes to show that the best doctors, you know, they don't really know everything either. So in that way, I wanted everybody to know that when he died, you know, this is what he didn't do. He did not take care of himself in this way. He was amazing and generous, and everybody mourns for him, but I want everybody to learn a lesson that he was a great doctor, but this could have been preventable. So many things can be prevented, and it just takes nutrition and healthy living and exercise, and there's ways around it. So
knowledge and using it.
Yes, and thank you, David, for an amazing 9 weeks.
You're very welcome.
We'll be in touch.
I thought it was a relatively healthy person until I started getting unexplained numbness in my arms and in my legs. I went to several doctors that looked at me as I was crazy. I even went to an allergy doctor who did an extensive test on me, which only showed that I was not allergic to anything. After taking David's class, I followed the healthy diet that was on his website. I lost 10 pounds, and I figured out that the numbness in my arms was caused by the food that I was eating. David's class helped me understand why I should not eat things that are not good for me, and by understanding why those things are not good for me, it gives me the strength to say no. And I've now found a new passion, and that is nutrition. And my mom and her husband are coming to David's class next semester.
I have a friend who saw David 20 years ago, and she wanted to have a baby and couldn't. And David, she was on several medications, and David found out that she was allergic to gluten, took her off of it, and she now has three children. So 20 years ago, he was already a devil.
Thank you very much. Yeah, no, it's absolutely amazing how much we can do with knowledge and how much knowledge is out there that people don't know anything about.
Yeah, I've taken this class. This is my eighth time. And I will continue to take it now every single time because I found something that has worked on pains in my thumbs that nothing has worked on, and that's the Astafactor, and I've only been taking it a week. So I am just, like, totally impressed, and I get new things every time I come, even though it's the same class. It's not the same class because you get new stuff.
Well, I never stop learning, exactly. And anytime I learn, I'm going to tell you.
Exactly.
My name is Lisa. I've been on David's no starch, no alcohol, no sugar diet since January 2nd. I've had high cholesterol and high triglycerides for at least 10 years. I ignored it because I figured, well, that's normal. My cholesterol, I remember the numbers. It went from, I was last tested in July. I was tested again in March. It went from 284 to 198. And my triglycerides went from very, like, I think it was borderline high risk, the risk part, and I can't remember the number. It went down by like a third, and it's completely in the normal range now.
And that's by eating more fats and more saturated fats and all the things that medicine says don't eat.
I'm not worried about fats at all, although I have completely eliminated sugar to the point where it was kind of interesting. By mistake in a restaurant, I had like a really thin bread of some kind, and I had like one taste on my tongue, and it was like, whoa, what is that? And I knew there was a mistake in what they'd given me.
Yes, when I started taking the class a couple of years ago, I was feeling real, real bad, real peculiar and real weak and just real bad. And I just found out I was on a low-fat diet, and I wasn't eating any fat, thinking it was going to make me live forever. And then when I learned about the importance of good fats, I've been feeling like $1 million the last couple of years.
David, you've inspired us to eat so well that we actually moved to the Ozarks, where we can get fresh cow's milk and fresh goat's milk and fresh farm eggs and wild nuts and fruits and vegetables 75% of the year. And then in the winter, we come to San Diego, where we can get the citrus fruits fresh and the avocados. But truly, you inspired us to move to an area where there's clean air and fresh water and I think it's pretty fresh trout in our rivers because it's so unpolluted. But I really appreciate your class again. I also wanted to add that your name is mentioned with my friends and family almost daily. They always say that I'm such a picky eater, and I say thank you.
Bill Nordquist, obviously I'm a dentist. As an implant dentist, I've been chasing this thing down for 20 years. I've been an implant dentist for 20 years and wondering why the more complicated cases, the more complicated cases, and the more missing teeth, the more chronic inflammatory diseases these patients had. And I was lecturing on, I dubbed it multiple missing tooth syndrome for many years before I started finding out and getting some clues. I've written two books on the subject now, and I'm still chasing this thing down to find the source of it. The more I chase it down, the more I'm convinced that the source of it is the terrain that allows these things to happen. On someone missing teeth, it's not a normal event. And then when we try to put implants into people with multiple missing teeth who have multiple chronic inflammatory diseases, these people are immunosuppressed. And so what I'm looking at is treating these patients before we put implants and see if we can get their immune systems up before we subject them to these procedures. So
sounds like a good idea.
That's where I'm at right now.
Excellent.